Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to the American Muslim Community Foundation's Five Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast. Today with us, we have on a special guest, Taneeza Islam from the South Dakota Voices for Peace. She serves as the executive director, and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. If you had 2 minutes to tell more people about South Dakota Voices for Peace, what would you like to share?
Yes, there are Muslims in South Dakota. We might not be as many as across the country in bigger cities, but we started in 2017 to fight bigoted legislation against Muslims, immigrants, and refugees. Since that time, we've defeated 85% of those bills in a very rural conservative state. And we continue to do advocacy, civic engagement, and rapid response work for our communities.
That's really great. What are some of the highlight programs and services that you all offer?
Yeah, our biggest highlight this past year is we raised $1.2 million to give direct COVID relief assistance to immigrant and refugee-led households in the state. We reached 1,750 households. And that really falls into our rapid response work. So we're really responding to what our communities need. We also provide free legal immigration services to children who are in immigration court and to survivors of violence who are immigrants. And we do public education on what is Islamophobia and how does it show up in our communities and how do we fight against that. And we're creating what we call cohorts of courage across the state. So really pods of people to fight this bigotry when it shows up in our local communities.
That's really great. And I love how you started with saying that, yes, there are Muslims in South Dakota. some of the research actually shows that in South Dakota specifically, Muslims are the second largest non-Christian group. So again, like, you know, who would have thought, but here you are. So thank you for providing a voice for the Muslims in South Dakota. You know, you mentioned the COVID-19 Response Fund and all the support that you've given out. If you had a minute to share with donors or volunteers or staff and board members, what would you like to say to them?
Thank you for investing in us and taking a chance on a small grassroots organization that does critical work, but highly divisive partisan work in our very rural conservative state. And really building a movement where we are lifting our immigrant, refugee, and Muslim communities in rural America.
Great. And what would you like to say about American Muslim Community Foundation and the work that we do and kind of working with nonprofit organizations across the country?
Yeah, I mean, this work is critical in building power. You know, there's so many ways we build power in our communities. In building power through investment, monetary investment in our organizations is critical. You know, as a small nonprofit organization, we can only do work when our community invests in us to do that work. And we're doing very critical work. And so that investment in lifting our organizations through AMCF is really critical.
Yeah, we're happy to provide a platform for organizations like South Dakota Voices for Peace and hope that more community organizations learn about SDVP, but also about AMCF as well. So if you want to share, what are three organizations that you personally give your zakat and sadaqah to?
Yeah, you know, I try to think nationally, internationally, and locally too. So internationally, I really do invest a lot of our money into Doctors Without Borders and equivalent in specific Muslim countries. And then locally, you know, I do invest in, may not be zakat worthy, but local investments in Feeding South Dakota, which provides food to the hungry across our state. And I'm an avid connoisseur and supporter of public radio. So we listen to Minnesota public radio. So really diversifying where I can spend our money and making sure that those institutions and grassroots organizations are being funded by local people too.
Of course, such critical staples in the community and across the globe, whether it's providing basic needs and attention and support to populations that are underserved, or just finding access to news that is critical and quality. Thank you for being a leader in the community, Theniza, and I'm really grateful for all the work that you do.
Thank you for lifting us. I really appreciate it.
Of course, happy to. We're all in this together. So, thank you for
Absolutely.
joining.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.